You're listening to the World Health Organization podcast, Evidence in Action, Episode 5. I'm your host, Jamie Guerra. Welcome. In this episode, we focus again on the outbreak of Zika virus, which was reported in dozens of countries around the world from 2015 onwards. We find out why infectious disease outbreaks are no longer just about bacteria and viruses, but also the social and economic world that we create. We first talked to Dr. Sylvie Briand, director of the Department of Infectious Hazard Management at WHO. We then interview Dr. Quang Tru Hyun, vice head of the Department for Disease Prevention and Control at the Pasteur Institute in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. Welcome, Dr. Briand.
Thank you.
Dr. Briand, what is a disease outbreak?
So an outbreak of disease is a sudden increase in cases in people. And usually, so you have a number of people affected by the same disease in a very short period of time.
And has the nature of disease outbreaks changed over the past 10 to 15 years?
It has changed a lot. First, we still have the old disease outbreak like cholera or plague. And in addition, we have a new disease appearing, emerging, like, for instance, Zika or MERS coronavirus or recently also some different type of influenza that has created a pandemic. So this is first one of the changes that we have more types of outbreak. And the second difference in nature is that before outbreak used to be localized, you know, in certain areas, remote places. But now they tend to spread further and faster.
Do you think the mobility of populations and urbanization makes outbreaks spread further and faster?
In general, mobility has an effect of the spread of the disease because usually disease spread with humans. So if humans are moving, then the virus or the bacteria is moving as well. Urbanization has an impact on the density of population. And so if people are closer, it spread more than if people are living in different places and are more distant.
What do you think that we can learn from Zika, for example, for future outbreaks?
Cannot anymore consider that infectious diseases are only for tropical countries and countries with poor healthcare system. Infectious diseases are for everyone. And I do think that we are somehow not as vulnerable as we were probably one century ago, because now we have vaccines, we have antibiotics, so there is hope. But still, the threat is not the virus itself. The threat is the vulnerabilities in some humans' population that makes the entire world vulnerable to those threats. Depending on the capacity of the country to face this kind of outbreak, some countries will be more vulnerable than others. So it's very important that we get prepared against those threats.
WHO's role includes fostering research and development so that we have tools such as vaccines and antibiotics at hand when we need them, which then help us to reduce disease and death in outbreaks or even prevent them. How else do you think that WHO can help countries prepare for outbreaks?
The other role of WHO is also to support vulnerable countries, because some countries have really high capacities to deal with those problems, but other countries really lack these capacities. And in this case, we can help them by providing technical advice or providing guidance on how to deal with those problems, but also channeling international support to those countries so that they are not alone in facing those threats, but receives support from the rest of the world.
Thank you, Dr. Briand.
Thank you.
And welcome, Dr. Quang. Thank you for joining us today to discuss Zika.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role at the Pasteur Institute in Vietnam?
I'm a vice head of the Department for Disease Prevention and Control. Pasteur Institute in Ho Chi Minh City belongs to the Ministry of Health, and we take charge in the disease control, including communicable and non-communicable disease in the southern of Vietnam.
Given that Infectious diseases are spreading faster and further than ever before. Dr. Brion had mentioned that there really is a need for countries to work together to strengthen preparedness and response to an outbreak. What's your take on this?
Sure. I think so. And I think that is the principle of activity of WHO. Now WHO usually running very quickly to all the state member. All the state members have to work together to control the disease at more effectiveness.
How do you think that a country's health system can prepare for outbreaks?
We think that surveillance is the most important. It is the main pillar of the disease control. And the second one is the lab response. Have to be quicker. The third one is that the collaboration between health sector with the non-health sector. And finally, the community have to participate, collaborate with the health staff to face the disease.
Where did Vietnam detect its first case of Zika? That is, the first person found with Zika virus infection.
You know that our first case was detected in Ho Chi Minh City. This is the big city and the fastest growing city in Vietnam. And Ho Chi Minh City also is the center attract. So that this is this big city with plenty of people and plenty of movement inside and out of the Ho Chi Minh City. So that at that time, we focus on this big city to try to detect the first case. And if we can detect the first case here, we believe that we can control from this big city to prevent spread to the other provinces in the country.
So how did you strengthen Vietnam's surveillance of Zika virus beyond Ho Chi Minh City up to the provinces?
All of the sample from the hospital in the southern Vietnam have to be sent to the Pasteur Institute for testing for the Zika confirm. And we have a team to gather the information from hospital and from the lab to make the daily report and send feedback to the lower level for disease control and intervention. And to be sure that all the surveillance system was good in the lowest level, we run many training calls for the health staff from the provincial level and provincial level train to the lower level so that our surveillance system will run well.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us today about the control of Zika in your country, Vietnam, Dr. Quang. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
That's all for this episode of the WHO podcast. Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Zika and complications on www.who.int. For the World Health Organization, this is Jamie Guerra in Geneva.